decide to be rich today, who gonna stop you? Who?
Whatever the mind can conceive and believe, the mind can achieve.
It's the most powerful thing in the world, is your own brain. It can work for you or against you.
The only difference between successful people and not is just how they think. Rich people think different.
Understand this. If you can see it, you don't have to know how to get it. Your life will change.
See this? This is energy too. If you get on the frequency this is on, you can't stop it coming.
In order to think and grow rich, it requires intention. But to think and grow broke, it only requires neglect.
Have you ever asked yourself what differentiates the winners from the masses? Well, I have. And I have found that the winners are aware of a certain place within. It's referred to as the higher self. And in this higher self, there's an image of perfection, which is forever attempting to express itself in a greater way. When the winner wants to turn their dreams into physical realities, they call on this higher self. And they set about and change the world, not just for themselves, but for everyone in it.
Rich people think differently. So what I'm going to put in your head today is a rich people concept so you can get to understand it. The only difference between successful people and not is just how they think. Rich people think different. Quit letting people tell you got to get qualified in another program. You don't need another program to be successful. You need to change the way you think.
Strange thing about faith and fear, they both demand you believe something you can't see.
There is a method by which one may transmute failure into success, poverty into riches, sorrow into joy, fear into faith.
The way you think creates reality for yourself. There are other factors going on, so it's not everything, but you really can change your own reality based on the way that you think.
You attract not just what you fear, you attract what you feel, what you are, what you attract. What's on your mind.
It's like the law of physics. I don't know how anybody can disagree with that.
A power which is greater than poverty, greater than the lack of education, greater than all of your fears and superstitions combined. It is the power to take possession of your own mind and direct it to whatever ends you may desire.
You know, I always dreamed as a kid that, you know, it was possible to score 80 or 90 or 100. I always just like, you know, had a dream. You know, like sometimes you lay down in bed and you visualize things and you just kind of, that's at least how I would go to sleep. I'd lay down, I'd imagine playing for the Lakers, and I'd imagine what the uniforms look like, I'd imagine where we'd be playing, and, you know, the smell of the arena and all sort of stuff. And I would see myself, you know, getting hot, you know, and score 10 straight points. And then, but in the dream, like, why would you ever interrupt that? Like, you're not going to have a dream and be like, okay, and then he misses his next six. Like, it's not going to happen. So you just keep dreaming and dreaming and dreaming. And before I go to sleep, I'm like at 120 points, you know?
Be definite, believe, and act. When doubt creeps into your mind, remember that whatsoever a man believeth, that shall he also reap.
The person who's living in lack is waiting for their wealth to feel abundant. They're waiting for their success to feel empowered. They're waiting for their healing to feel gratitude. They're waiting for their new relationship to feel love. They're waiting for their mystical experience to feel awe. That's the Newtonian model of reality, of cause and effect. You know, waiting for that event to happen to take away this separation or lack. Nothing wrong with it. It's the way most people create. But what we've discovered is actually something else. The moment you feel gratitude, your healing begins. Mm. The moment you feel worthy and abundant, you're generating wealth. The moment you're empowered, you are moving towards your success. The moment you're in love with yourself and you're in love with life, you'll create an equal. The moment you are in awe of life, you're going to have a mystical experience. And so that's causing an effect, right?
Where I shall introduce you to your greatest asset. And with this introduction, the master key to success will be within your easy reach. I say this is your greatest asset, with which you may tap and draw upon the supreme power which created you and runs this entire universe. The name of this principle is applied faith. I should know what I'm talking about because I was handicapped at birth by the four horsemen which keep most people in bondage all the days of their lives: poverty, fear, illiteracy, and superstition.
Listen to this. You do not have to be the smartest cat in town to earn a lot of money. As a matter of fact, you can be pretty dumb and earn a lot of money. I was pretty dumb and I was earning a lot of money. So when people tell me you got to be smart to earn a lot of money, I knew that's not true, because I knew I wasn't very smart and I was earning a lot of money. Now I've become a little smarter because I've never stopped studying and really very serious information. But when it first happened, I didn't know much. You see, this 1% earned 96% of all the money. And that is because they multiply their time by setting up multiple sources of income. They don't have one source of income. They've got all kinds of sources of income. Do you want God's truth? I don't know how many sources of income. I really do not know. I'm not being cute. I don't know. In fact, I'm not really that interested in knowing. I'm interested in knowing I'm setting up more sources.
So in order for us to change a belief or perception about ourselves and our lives, we have to make a decision with such firm intention that the amplitude of that decision carries a level of energy that's greater than the hardwired programs in your brain and the emotional conditioning in your body. And your body literally has to respond to your mind. That the choice that you're making to change in that moment becomes a moment in time that you never forget.
Somebody once said, if you took all the money in the world, divided it up equally among everybody, it would soon all be back in the same pockets. Incredible. Success is something you attract, not something you pursue. Success is looking for a good place to stay. So instead of going after it, you work on yourself, personal development. See, the major question to ask on the job is not what are you getting. The major question to ask on the job is what are you becoming?
They persevered. Mm-hmm. And what are the qualities of that person that you could embody? That's the key, right? Because it's not about wealth. It's who you become, mm-hmm. right? Because people think it's about their wealth, but it's the becoming process. It's the overcoming.
That attracted that, right?
Of course.
Isn't it a strange fact that most people make a negative application of their great power of faith by thinking about and believing in poverty, ill health, fear, failure, and defeat, when it would be so easy for them just to change their thinking over to the circumstances and things they desire?
How would an abundant person think? Write it down, dude, and fire and wire those thoughts in your brain and install the hardware. Keep doing it with attention and intention. It becomes the new voice in your head. It becomes a software program. Then say, okay, how am I going to be in my life today? What would an abundant person, how would they behave? And before you reach for your cell phone and start scrolling through your social media, close your eyes and rehearse in your mind how that person would walk, how they would breathe, how they would smile, how they would greet people, how they would be on Zoom calls, how would they be in traffic, how would they be at dinner. And the act of closing your eyes and mentally rehearsing the act, if you're truly present, the brain does not know the difference between the real life experience and what you're imagining.
They stepped aside. They didn't let logic stop them. Make up your mind. That's this idea of you got to be realistic, that you got to be logical, is a bunch of nonsense. You don't have to be logical at all. I've been totally illogical many times, and it's helped me earn a lot of money. You gotta bust out of that now.
2 years in the gym, true wins, true losses, true life. I just realized that if you say it to yourself and you look yourself in the eye and look yourself in the mirror and truly believe that not a man alive can beat you, then that is the way it is. And just true hours in the gym and preparation, I feel that I am untouchable right now.
If you aim for success above mediocrity, you will need to learn to act on your own personal initiative, because your success is something which you must achieve for yourself without someone telling you what to do or how to do it. There are two kinds of men who never amount to much: those who cannot do as they are told, and those who can do nothing else.
My mother made me believe in myself. No matter how many people tell me, stop believing in yourself. Stop saying what you can do. Stop affirming what you're going to do and then completing that in real life. That's the improper way to do it. I refuse to follow those rules that society has set up and the way that they control people with low self-esteem.
And remember to think. Imagination is everything, and we can become what we can imagine.
The universe is listening to everything you say and everything you think and saying, okay, you can get that. So then it starts to bring you in and bring things into you. Mm-hmm. And I know this sounds far-fetched, but it's amazing how it works. If you do a good general positive statement for yourself, the universe will figure out how to manifest that, how to bring that about in your life. So things could happen that you wouldn't expect at all, but they will happen.
When I wrote my book, How to Be Rich, the publishers wanted to change the title. They wanted to call it How to Get Rich. Well, I told them, getting rich is easy. I mean, any fool can get rich. And any number of fools do.
I've noticed that.
But being rich, that's something else. When a man becomes wealthy, he has to deal with the problems of freedom. All the choices he could possibly want. An abyss opens up. Well, I watched that abyss. I watched it ruin men, marriages, but most of all, it ruins the children. I thought I could trust my own blood.
As soon as your brain says, I'm gonna fucking do it, your body finds a way to do it. You know, if your mind is already there, your body will find a way to follow and get there.
You're dead, Carl. You say no to life, and therefore you're not living. You make up excuses to the people around you and to yourself. You're stuck in the same dead-end job you have been for years. And you lost the love of your life because she couldn't be with someone who didn't live theirs.
Probably all thinking in your head, this guy is talking absolute dribble. He's not gonna do what he says he's gonna do. He's probably all sitting there thinking that. But now here we are again, and I done what I said I was gonna do. I feed off this. I love this stuff. This is what gives me energy. Saying I'm gonna do something, saying, putting it out there for the world to see, and then going out and doing it. There's no better feeling in the world than that. And it's as easy as that. Say what you're gonna do, and go and do it.
When you speak of your poverty and lack of education, you are simply directing your mind power to attract these undesirable circumstances. Because it is true that whatever your mind feeds upon, your mind attracts to you. Now you see why it is important that you recognize that all success begins with definiteness of purpose, with a clear picture in your mind of precisely what you want from life.
I have an insane belief in my own ability to manifest things. Insane belief, you know, that I think it's ultimately complete sanity, but I believe we're creators, and I believe we create with every thought and every word. Is every moment is pregnant with the next moment of your life.
When you were struggling personally and professionally, did you write yourself a check?
Yeah, I made my check, which was just basically, you know, $10 million to Jim Carrey for acting services rendered, dated Thanksgiving 1995. I gave myself 5 years to be one of the most successful working actors.
When you pray, believe that you already have what you're asking for. Believe that you have. Just believe that you have. Is it so hard to believe? We believe that tomorrow will come. We believe that the sun will rise in the morning and that is night. We believe that the ocean and the tide will be there, and the moon. We believe the grass will grow. We believe that our food will digest. And who is there who knows how any of these things happen? Just believe. And it will be done unto you. It seems too good to be true, doesn't it? And you and I will never know until we try it.
Your body is so objective that it's believing it's living in that reality,
yes,
where you are abundant. And as long as you feel that emotion, you're not separate from it any longer. You're no longer in lack. You're no longer looking for it to occur. Say, why hasn't it happened yet? If you're feeling abundant, why would you look? The longer you're conscious of that energy, the more you draw that future to you. Which means if you want to change your personal reality, you're going to have to change your personality.
Right.
Nothing changes in your life until you change.
The secret, the law of attraction, the book on the law of attraction.
Yeah.
That was what changed my life.
What is the most resilient parasite? An idea. Resilient, highly contagious. Once an idea has taken hold in the brain, it's almost impossible to eradicate. An idea that is fully formed, fully understood, that sticks right in there somewhere.
Anything can be achieved, and it can be achieved like that. Do you know what I mean? If you put the head down, if you walk and you believe in yourself and you speak with confidence and whatever you want to do, you speak it out with no fear, and no matter what people say, it happens. So that's something that I can take with me.
But what makes him become the person he becomes is that he becomes what he thinks about most of the time. And that's the strangest secret. This is why thinking is so vital. This is why a goal is so important. Because we will become that. This is why people who set goals achieve them. The trouble with men is not in achieving their goals. They do that. It's in establishing them.
It's a belief that we all start out with a false belief about ourselves, with some untrue thing that we believe walking through our lives. I'm not worthy, I'm not lovable, I'm gonna fail. Whatever your basic mistaken belief about yourself is, you form a personality around.
The brain sees in pictures and images, it's more creative. We're moving into that alpha state. So now the door between the conscious mind and the subconscious mind opens up as we get beyond our analytical mind. And our analytical mind is actually what separates the conscious mind from the subconscious mind. So as you slow your brain waves down and you get into alpha, you're entering the operating system. And that's where you can rewrite a new program. That's where you can rehearse a new script. That's where you can begin to plan your behaviors in an intentional way. Some people can get to the point where they're so relaxed that the body's in a light sleep, and yet they're conscious and awake, and now they're in this theta brainwave pattern. And in theta, that's a hypnotic state. We're very suggestible to our thoughts. Mm. We're very suggestible to information in that state. And that state then is where we see the most change take place. And so the person can literally change from the inside out when they learn how to get into the operating system.
Every human being is a creator.
Mm.
And they are creating their life. And we don't know, for many of us, we did not know that that was the case. And we are creating our life through our thoughts. So it's not that our thoughts are powerful, it's that we are powerful. And so when we focus on a thought and we really hold that focus, that thought will manifest in our life.
Remember too that your faith is limited only by your own capacity to believe. You can do whatever you make up your mind to do. I believed I could give the world a practical philosophy of success which would free men and women from their fears and limitations. I stood firmly back of that belief through 20-odd years of effort and saw my belief give freedom to millions of people. Do the thing, said Emerson, and you shall have the power. May I paraphrase this great truth by saying, believe and you shall receive. And now, until our next visit, will you please remember that your life is exactly what you make it by your own mental attitude.
There is no end to what you're capable of doing. Once you get into this vibration, you'll start attracting things. Opportunity is just going to pop up everywhere you go. That's really the name of the game.
The biggest lesson, life lesson that I've learned is the power of the mind and just how important it is to look at yourself in a high regard and to believe in yourself. I think in order to paint a bright future for yourself, you have to be able to see it in your mind. You have to believe in it. And And the more you believe in it, you know, the more your world will start to change, and the more you'll just start to, you know, see your beliefs come to pass. So
I will attract into my life what I am, not what I want. And I am capable of attracting all things that the source is capable of attracting. So that's the difference. It's like you get what you are rather than what you want.
If you're going to put your effort into something and you're going to work on something, you cannot afford the luxury of a negative thought. I'm going to write a book. I can't afford to think that it won't sell. I'm going to build a business. I can't afford to think that I'm not going to get any clients.
Remember that your mental attitude is something you control outright, and you must use self-discipline until you create a thought pattern or thought habits which keep your mental attitude positive at all times. Your mental attitude is important because it acts as a magnet which attracts to you everything, every circumstance which makes you what you are and where you are.
You know, in my head, my life was always good, even when it probably wasn't, you know what I mean? And so I just keep that in my head, keep, you know, feel like a millionaire walking around.
He had to ask himself, am I able to do this? Well, he seemed to have that innate awareness of this higher self, this image of perfection within him, and he saw himself as a person that was actually able to take and turn the fantasy into a fact. Now, he must have been a pretty courageous guy because there were no horseless carriages in those days. But then he had to ask himself, am I willing? And you see, he had to ask himself, am I willing to accept the ridicule that I'm bound to get? Am I willing to accept the failures? Well, he said, yes, I am willing. He was willing to pay the ultimate price to turn his fantasy into a fact.
Many years ago, I read where Napoleon Hill pointed out that the imagination is the most marvelous, miraculous, inconceivably powerful force that the world has ever known. And you know, the average individual uses the imagination, if they use it at all, against themselves. They imagine what they don't want. They imagine problems coming. Let's begin to use our imagination the way God meant it to be used. It's the greatest creative faculty that we possess. And we can build anything we want with it.
I speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. I can't say it enough. I speak it, believe it, receive it. Can you feel the power, the magic that I put out in the universe and I let it manifest and it draws to me? It don't get no powerful than that. My mind, I control that. My words, I speak that. My action, I display that.
You know, for me to try and change the results in my life, in other words, what's going on outside of me, without changing what's going on inside, would be just about as foolish for me to try and change the reflection of this mirror without changing my physical appearance. It's never going to happen. Well, that's what people are doing. They're trying to change something outside without changing what's going on inside.
And when you start introducing thoughts and you start thinking of thoughts as a form of perception, they're gonna shape the way you, they're gonna shape what you see. They're very gonna heavily constrain what you see.
Set a goal to become a millionaire. And he said, here's why. For what it will make of you to achieve it. And I got one of the greatest classes in one sentence I've ever received in my life. Set a goal that'll make you stretch that far. For what it will make of you to achieve it.
One thing is certain. No one ever becomes very wise without the aid of self-discipline. And no one ever finds peace of mind and happiness without the strict exercise of self-discipline.
Most people don't affect reality in a consistent, substantial way because they don't believe they can.
Whatever way we observe the world around us is what comes back to us. And the reason why my life, for instance, is so lacking in joy and happiness and fulfillment is because my focus is lacking in those same things exactly.
Remember, faith is not something you get. Faith is something you already have. But you may be using it in reverse gear by believing in the circumstances and things you do not want, the things you fear. Remember also that faith is guidance only. It is not a power which will bring you what you want, but a power that can guide you to go after what you want and get it.
Well, in many ways, thinking is a lot like perception. Perception, again, being which sensations I'm focusing on, except that thinking incorporates sensations from the past, sensations from the present, and can include sensations from the future that we haven't even had yet.
Interesting.
So this, I think, speaks to your question about law of attraction.
If you decide that you will be poor, you're going to be poor. If you decide to be rich today, who going to stop you? Who? If you decide you want to be rich, all you got to do is start. Why not? Who going to stop you?
I want to tell you the most interesting story in the world. Why a person becomes the person he becomes. Why a little boy or a little girl grows up to be the kind of person he or she becomes. Now, the estimates by the experts in this field are that most of us are using somewhere around 5% of our real potential. Some experts say as little as 1%. But it also means that we're only experiencing 5% of the fun, 5% of the joy, 5% of the rewards we could be knowing, or less. All the experts are agreed that in each of us, there are deep reservoirs of ability, even genius, that we habitually fail to use. Why? Why isn't everyone successful? The problem with most people is that they're playing the world's most unrewarding game, and the name of the game is follow the follower. Remember, whatever the great majority is doing under any given circumstance, if you do exactly the opposite, you'll probably never make another mistake as long as you live.
Do not accept from life or anyone else anything you do not desire. And remember that Mahatma Gandhi proved himself to be more powerful than the great British military forces by this simple method of passive resistance.
Here's the deal. 5 years from now, you can be who you would like to be, and you can have what you need within the bounds of reason, if you specify it. So if you could be who you would like to be, and if you could have what you think you need, in principle, what would that look like? Well, that starts to, you start specify targets. So we say, well, write it down for 15 minutes. Don't get too self-critical. Just think, you know, we ask questions. Who do you admire and why?
Remember, too, that your faith is limited only by your own capacity to believe. You can do whatever you make up your mind to do. I stood firmly back of that belief through 20-odd years of effort. Do the thing, said Emerson, and you shall have the power. Believe, and you shall receive.
Your income is governed by law. And it's a law that you're never going to change. The law of compensation is very clear. This law clearly states that the amount of money you earn is always going to be in exact ratio to three things. Number one, the need for what you do. Number two, your ability to do it. And number three, the difficulty there will be in replacing you.
What you have at the moment, Mr. Owen, you've attracted by the person you've become. What you have at the moment, you've attracted by the person you've become. Few little simple principles here. Once you understand these, it starts to explain so much. Now, sometimes it's a little tough to take, blaming yourself instead of the marketplace. Taking responsibility instead of putting it off on someone else. Those, that transition sometimes is a challenging mission. And this one was a little tough for me. He said, Mr. Owen, you've got pennies in your pocket. You've got nothing in the bank. The creditors are calling. You're behind on your promises. And he says, here's how that occurs. You've attracted, up until now, you've attracted the things to you because of the person you've become. Now I said, well, how can I change all that? He said, very simple. If you will change, everything will change for you. You don't have to change what's outside.
You're using your brain in the proper way instead of your being a victim to your brain,
sure.
Right? If you complain about money, if you judge people who have it, if you rush when you're in lack, if you cheat when you don't have what you need. An abundant person doesn't do that. You got to look at that and say, I got to break these habits.
Yes.
Oh my God, if I truly want to be abundant, I can't act this way. Now here's the big one. If I truly want to be a new personality that's in a new personal reality, I can't take lack with me. I can't take unworthiness. I can't take the story that goes along with it with my parents or my grandparents or my ex or whatever. That story has to end, right? I mean, if not now, when?
A poverty mindset is when you believe you're poor or you believe that you are the cause of the situation you're in or you believe that external circumstances have made you what you are. I never believed I was poor. I just believed our current situation was poor.
Really?
So I got to a point where I didn't want to be in that situation anymore. But there was nothing wrong with me.
You can have more than you've got because you can become more than you are. Success is something you attract by becoming an attractive person. Work harder on yourself than you do on your job. If you work hard on your job, you can make a living, which is fine. If you work hard on yourself, you can make a fortune, which is super fine. I started hearing those ideas age 25, and it revolutionized my whole life.
Now let me give you a description of the one thing which represents the main difference between a successful person and a failure. Please listen carefully and think for yourself as I speak, because failure to recognize the truth I am about to give you is the starting point of most failure. Successful people in all occupations, all professions, and all callings have one trait which distinguishes them from the failures. It is their capacity for belief. The failures see the hole in the donut, but do not see the donut around the hole. The successes see the hole also, but they see the donut around the hole.
Believing, believing, believing. You will be living what you're believing, even though you be lying.
The next principle, ask, believe, receive. So many people overlook this very simple quality. You don't have to figure it out. That's what freezes people. When you're trying to figure out your life all the way to the end, when you can't figure it out, it freezes you from trying it because you go, oh, well, I can't figure that out. Oh, I can't go over there because I don't know how. You don't have to know how.
How bad do you want it? How bad do you want your dream? It's so much easier to forget that vision than to remember it, right? So if you're gonna remember it, you gotta keep it alive in your mind. How do you keep it alive in your mind? You disconnect from your environment. You close your eyes. You play music in the background. When I say it's time to get up, we get up. Don't be thinking about what's gonna happen in your day. You already know what's gonna happen. Don't think what happened yesterday. You already know that. Get in the present moment and say, who do I wanna be when I open my eyes? Who do I want to be today? What would greatness look like?
Right.
How would one day, one shot, one lifetime, what would an abundant person do?
I said there's been many periods in my life that I've had internal growth, which was this: work, 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 no results, but I'm a little bit better. Work, 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 no results, but I'm a little bit better. Work, 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 no results, I'm a little bit better. Work, boom, just got paid. I just got paid, and it looks like overnight success.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, oh, shit, it happened in here. No, bro, it doesn't. Because if you do all those things, even if nothing happens, and you know you're doing the right thing and you're on track, overnight success becomes this easy thing because you were internally growing, and then the bubble popped, and then boom, it looks like you were doing it all along.
Mm. The body's so objective that it does not know the difference between the real life experience that's creating the lack and the emotion that you're creating by thought alone called lack.
Mm-hmm.
The body's believing it's living the same past experience every day. Why? Because the end product of an experience is an emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if your life is changing, but you're still feeling lack, don't expect anything that you won't even see it. You'll walk right past it. You're viewing your life through the lens of the past.
Write out this sentence and paste it in a prominent place where you work and on a mirror where you see yourself in your home. Whatever the mind can conceive and believe, the mind can achieve. Remember also that you are the only person who can provide you with a positive mental attitude. What are you going to do about it? On your answer to this question rests your entire future.
To incarnate a new and a greater value of yourself, you must assume that you already are what you want to be, and then live by faith in this assumption. Now, this flies in the face of so much of what you've been told, because you have a tendency to believe that what your eyes and ears tell you is reality. But this is what we know by our senses. Just this little tiny fragment. I can't even get, you know, it's like a millionth of a millimeter. And all that is unknown is in the invisible, in the imagination.
Because he knows that a winner never quits and a quitter never wins. And right here is an appropriate place to say something I perhaps should have said before, namely, that a big success is made up of a great number of little circumstances, each of which is so small and seemingly insignificant that most people pass it by as not worthy of notice.
Write down your top 10 to 15 goals in the present tense as though you have already achieved them. For example, you would not say, I earn or I will earn this amount of money. You say, I earn this amount of money by this date. I drive this car. I weigh this amount. And so on. Your subconscious mind is only activated by commands that are stated in the present, positive, personal tense. The more specific you can be in terms of what you want and when you want to achieve it, expressed in the positive, present tense, and beginning with the word I, the more powerful the effect will be on your subconscious mind. Goals written and stated in this way activate the laws of expectation and the law of attraction.
Anything you say with the words I am, your subconscious will then take that as a command.
Mm.
And so we're constantly programming our subconscious. We think we're describing it, but we're actually prescribing it.
Now all you must do is figure out how you can do it, not whether you can or not.
When are you going to do it? When are you going to do it? You've got to create a sense of urgency. I'm going to do it right now.
Yep, you can see it, you can do it.
The beautiful truth is you can do anything.
Because true happiness is not contained in what you get. Happiness is contained in what you become.
Everybody dreams of being a millionaire. You believe everybody can be a millionaire. Why?
Well, I think there's an infinite source of supply. We've been endowed with mental faculties that the most erudite scientists won't even guess at. I think most people wander around in a deep sleep, and they don't think, they don't invest in themselves. And the second they wake up and start doing that, everything starts to change. $1 million is not a lot of money. We're creative beings. We're working with an infinite power. And once we start to understand the power of our mind and then start to understand how to utilize it properly, then we'll understand that we can do virtually anything.
To manifest, you have to believe. And you have to believe that you already have whatever it is that you want. And the reason that you have to believe you have it already is because the subconscious mind is only operating in the present. It can't reason. It's just like a program. So if you say, for example, a new car is coming. My new car is coming. I'm going to get a new car. It's coming. Well, then it's always going to be coming, right? That's the thing. You have to imagine you have it now.
It is an inevitable law of nature that you lose that which you do not use. And of course, this applies to the use of your own mind the same as to everything else. All the good ideas have been used up, did I hear you say? Quite to the contrary, the best ideas are yet to be revealed and put into the service of mankind. Remember, you are given as your richest birthright the privilege of controlling your own thoughts. Therefore, treat this divine gift with the profound respect to which it is entitled, and do not allow anyone to do your thinking for you or to influence your thinking in any manner whatsoever, except by the rules of accurate thinking I am passing on to you. Follow this procedure regardless of what people think or say about your method of thinking. If they wish to call you a cynic or a doubting Thomas, let that be their misfortune. But for your own good, go right on thinking by rules which will save you from many mistakes and tragedies throughout your life.
Or serve your family at the highest level because you have the means to do it. Every family deserves to have a winner. I think it should be you. But you also have to disconnect, unplug your umbilical cord from the belly button of average and plug yourself into the mindset of a winner, which is a winner does more than expected every single time, no matter how they feel, no matter the circumstances. A winner shows up 10x times more than the average person. A winner has these unreasonable expectations of himself. A winner knows that he's destined for greatness, and no matter how many people around him tell him to slow down, be careful, watch out, that's too risky, you don't have the genetics, the DNA, the money, the mind, the brain power for that, a winner locks onto their f***ing goals and keeps going.
That nothing ever just happens by luck, but every effect has its definite cause, albeit we often observe effects, the causes of which we cannot isolate or understand.
Repeated thoughts wear a kind of psychic groove in the mind. A groove that gets deeper with every repetition. You see what that means? When you think you can't, and you tell yourself you can't, and you tell other people that you can't, you've made a groove in your mind, psychically. And every time you do that, the groove becomes deeper until ultimately you can't. That is the way it goes.
Right now, on a piece of paper, this is what I want. If you can't list them, this is what I want, then you can't have it. Because your mind will get for you what you want, but you have to feed it a vision of what you're looking for. It's always interesting because the function of the mind is to make coherence between your belief and your reality. If I believe it's not going to work, then the function of the mind will manifest in a situation where it doesn't work. If I totally believe this is how it's going to work, then my mind will set me up in a situation where it works that way. And all of a sudden, that's when you start to realize, wait a minute, it's not chance anymore. This isn't chance. This is creativity. And we are creators.
You want that? Not a problem. But let's learn the formula of how to create, right?
Yes.
So then... You'd have to feel those emotions before the experience occurred. And if you understood that you could dissociate all of your attention from this three-dimensional reality and have no attention on anything known, and understand that it's the field that creates matter, not matter that emits the field, and if you could get to that place and change your energy with a clear intention and elevated emotion, your heart starts beating in this beautiful rhythm like a drum. We've measured it so many times. And when that occurs, the next thing that happens, the heart informs the brain, it's safe to create.
Science says, show me and I'll believe. Faith says, believe and I'll show you. There is a difference.
Isn't it strange that so often people have to be cut down by failure and defeat before they learn that they have minds capable of mastering all of their problems? Isn't it strange why Milo C. Jones did not discover the little pig sausage idea while he had a sound body? Just remember this about adversities. Nothing is ever so bad or so unpleasant that it may not yield some benefit if we keep a positive mental attitude toward the experience and make it a habit to look for that seed of an equivalent benefit. This, of course, involves the application of that important success principle, personal initiative.
So, in order for us to change a belief or perception about ourselves and our lives. We have to make a decision with such firm intention that the amplitude of that decision carries a level of energy that's greater than the hardwired programs in your brain and the emotional conditioning in your body. And your body literally has to respond to your mind. Examine your personality and examine your personal reality. Change your personality, change your personal reality. Don't make it be about abundance, make it about becoming abundant by overcoming the person who's not abundant.
A burning desire for the things or circumstances you want is the starting point of all applied faith. Be definite, believe, and act. And keep on acting if at first you meet with defeat.
What your parents told you about money, all that other, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Let's write down the feelings of how you would feel if that future happened, and you're going to have to feel that feeling before it occurs.
What come out your mouth is what's gonna come back to you. It's the law of attraction. I never get nobody. You're not. I can't lose this weight. You sure ain't. I'm gonna get fit this year. Strong possibility. I'll never be rich. Promise you, you won't. I'm gonna be rich one day. Strong possibility. It doesn't matter whether you believe in it or adhere to it. It is the law of attraction. It will never change. Everything I have is cause I say.
Now, the latest research in neuroscience says you can change your brain just by thinking. So then, as you begin to think about a new possibility, and your brain begins to fire in new sequences and new patterns and new combinations, and you begin to plan your behaviors, and you begin to review in your mind, mentally rehearse who you're going to be in your life, the mere action of mental rehearsal begins to install the neurological circuits in your brain. Now your brain is no longer a record of the past. Now it's in fact a map to the future. And if you were then to begin to emotionally embrace your future before it's made manifest, in other words, you're not waiting for your healing to feel wholeness. You're not waiting for your new relationship to feel love. You're not waiting for the mystical moment to feel awe. You're not waiting for your success to feel empowered. That's the old model of reality of cause and effect.
Everyone, said Mr. Carnegie, comes to the earth plane blessed with the privilege of controlling his mind power and directing it to whatever ends he may choose. But, he continued, everyone brings over with him at birth the equivalent of two sealed envelopes, one of which is clearly labeled, the riches you may enjoy if you take possession of your own mind and direct it to ends of your own choice. And the other is labeled, the penalties you must pay if you neglect to take possession of your mind and direct it. That your only limitations are those which you set up in your own mind or permit others to set up for you.
Visualizing at like 13, 14, just so everything around me was taken care of when I got to a meet, so I could be completely relaxed. So when I put my headphones on, all I'm thinking about is the music. I get to go up and just do what I practice to do. All of those countless hours of staring at the black line at the bottom of the pool, that was for this moment. So I just never really thought when I got behind the block and let everything do what was supposed to happen. If I didn't get the results that I wanted, then I would just go back to the drawing board.
You can't? Are you kidding me? You just said I can't? Like, I want to slap that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I can't. I don't have time for people that are weak and they say I can't. No, you can. You will.
Applied faith is the mental attitude wherein you may clear your mind of all fears and doubts and direct it to the attainment of whatever you desire in life. Applied faith is a mental attitude we must cultivate and maintain before we can take complete possession of our minds.
You can manifest absolutely anything that you want in this life, but you've got to deeply, deeply imagine it. And not just imagine it from the outside looking in. You have to imagine you are there. You have to feel the feeling of where you are, smell the smells, listen to the sounds. You have got to trick your mind and body into believing it is real. It will put an imprint on the universe and it will pull you towards it.
Know what you want and believe that you can and will get it. Give expressions of gratitude many times daily for having received that which you want, even before you actually get physical possession of it. Possession starts first in the mind.
One of the fastest ways to create something in your physical reality is to reverse the normal process by which we create things. Usually we create things first by thinking about it. I think I'll go to that party. And then we say something about it, as in, Matilda, I'm coming to your party tonight. And then we do something about it, as in showing up at the party. That's generally how we produce things in our reality. In fact, everything in this room was once a thought. There is nothing that was not once a thought in someone's mind somewhere. But if you want to really play tricks with the universe and create magic with the stuff of life itself, reverse the thought, word, deed paradigm. Turn it upside down and start with the deed. That is to say, act as if. If you want to experience abundance, be abundant and do as abundance does. If you have only $5 left to your name, go to a store and get them made into singles. And take 5 singles and walk down the street and give a single to each of 5 people who have even less than you do. And by the way, you will find those people very easily.
I already know what's going to happen. Different between me and you, it's that you need to see to believe. I first of all believe and then I see. That's different between us.
The Creator never intended for you to beg for anything. If He had, He would not have blessed you with full control over your own mind. If your life is not what you want it to be, you can change it. As a matter of fact, you can do anything within reason that you desire to do if you embrace the principle of applied faith and keep it directed to the attainment of the things you want and off the things you do not want.
I mean, I'm a huge visualizer and a manifester, so I literally spent, you know, every night of my life for about 4 years on Mulholland Drive after I do the comedy clubs, manifesting my life. So I made a check to myself for $10 million for acting services rendered, paid to the order of Jim Carrey, post-dated Thanksgiving 1995, stuck it in my wallet, and 6 months before that due date came due, I was making $10 million for a movie.
It's incredible.
Let me leave you with some words from Muhammad Ali. Impossible is just a big word thrown around by small men who find it easier to live in a world they've been given than to explore the power they have to change it. Impossible is not a fact, it's an opinion. Impossible is not a declaration, it's a dare.
If I want to attract a lot of money, I got to see myself with a lot of money. I got to mentally accept I've already got it. I don't let my bank account dictate that. I choose that. So I'm choosing myself to see myself with the good I already desire. I'm on that frequency. Now, the trick is to stay on that frequency. Most people look at the results and they let the results dictate the frequency they're on. That's why they keep getting the same results.
The great law, briefly and simply stated, is that if you think in negative terms, you will get negative results. If you think in positive terms, you will achieve positive results.
So then, if you wanted to create a new personal reality, a new life, you'd have to change your personality, which means you'd have to start thinking about what you've been thinking about and change it. You'd have to become aware of your unconscious habits and behaviors and even what you say and modify them. And then you'd have to look at those emotions that keep you anchored to the past and decide if those emotions belong in your future. So most people try to create a new personal reality as the same personality, and it doesn't work. We literally have to become someone else.
You see, the thoughts that you think control the vibration that you're in. You attract energy that's in harmony with you. You attract people that are in harmony with you. You see, everything operates on frequencies. There's an infinite number of frequencies, but you and I operate on a frequency just like a radio station does. And the only music you can attract is the music that is tuned in to the vibration you're in.
And I'm a firm believer of speaking things into existence.
Same here, brother.
I'm a firm believer of, you know, you work and the universe gives back to you. I'm a firm believer in that stuff. You feel me? In the law of attraction, of course, and God as well. I'm a firm believer in the law of attraction. And
people always ask me, like, how do I create, you know, the person of my dreams that I want in my life? And I always say, take out a piece of paper, write down everything you want in that person, and then become it.
I have a question for you. Are your dreams big enough? Why don't you dare to dream bigger? The first secret of self-made millionaires is simple. Dream big dreams. Allow yourself to dream. Allow yourself to imagine and fantasize about all your career goals and the kind of life you would really like to live. Think about the amount of money you would like to earn and have in your bank account. All self-made millionaires begin with a dream of something wonderful and different from what they have today. You have to have a dream if you want to make a dream come true.
You see, most people will let their present physical results control their way of thinking. They're emotionally involved in it. They think it's an accident that the same results keep reoccurring. That's no accident. If you've got a financial problem, if you've got a cash flow problem, if you've got a marital problem, that's what most people concentrate on. If a doctor takes a photograph of your body and then tells you you're sick and shows you you're sick, what's the person concentrate on? Sickness.
Thinking of why you can't do something is never going to do you any good. And keep thinking until you start to think of thoughts of how you can do it. And the way will be shown to you. It comes in the form of images in our mind. Think of how you can and not why you can't.
Sometimes when I was broke, you know, I would invite myself to a nice dinner. My mind would tell me, hey, like, you can't afford that. Like, you shouldn't be going out. But then I said, well, I want to experience this because if I experience it, I'll be able to want it more. How am I supposed to want something that I haven't experienced?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, look, well, let me experience a nicer dinner. And now I have something to work towards. Well, I want more of this experience. Once you know what you want, just do retroactive steps on how to get there. You're not special. I'm not special. We're not the first to succeed. Millions have succeeded in the past. So can we. What have they done that allowed them to succeed? Let me replicate it.
Mm-hmm.
Simplicity in pattern recognition, simplicity in optimizing the behaviors of others. That's what we are. We're only better than the past generation. We're only stacking, right, on past generations. Technology is advancing based off of the stacking of what? Knowledge. So we stack this knowledge, we implement it, we become better people. Glitch into the matrix, bro.
You should also recognize that by the application of the master key to success, which I am passing on to you through these visits, you can take full possession of your mind and make it yield you whatever you demand in life. Observe, I use the word demand, not beg. The Creator never intended for you to beg for anything. If He had, He would not have blessed you with full control over your own mind. If your life is not what you want it to be, you can change it.
Here's what I want you to repeat after me, please, with power and conviction. Say, it's possible. That's all I want you to do when you look at your dream. You say to yourself every day, it's possible. You say that every day to yourself, it's possible. Because what does that do? See, it begins to change your belief system. See, the way in which we operate, ladies and gentlemen, it's a manifestation of what we believe, what's possible for us. Whatever you've done up to this point, all that it really is a duplication, it's a reproduction of what you believe subconsciously that you deserve and what's possible for your life.
Another mistake that I believe the average worker makes is that he thinks he's working for the company. Again, he's wrong. Each of us actually is only working for himself. A great Southern educator tells the story of a wealthy man who was going to go to Europe for several months, and he called a builder he knew over to him, and he said, here's some money, and I've bought this lot over here. I want you to build me a beautiful home on that property. And then he left. Well, as soon as he was gone, the builder said to himself, well, with him out of the way, I can probably cut a few corners and make myself a pile of loot on this job. Now, this has been done, you know. So he did that, and he built a rather shoddy house instead of the good house he should have built. And when the wealthy man came back, while the builder handed him the keys and said, well, there's your house. How do you like it? And the wealthy man said, well, that's a beautiful home, but it's yours. I wanted you to build it for yourself and your wife and children. Every hour of the day, each of us is building his own house, and it will be strong or weak, beautiful or ugly, depending only on the methods of construction we use.
As a matter of fact, you can do anything within reason that you desire to do if you embrace the principle of applied faith and keep it directed to the attainment of the things you want and off the things you do not want.